Why do we need it? The reason that we need it is historically we've been a waterfall company, a lot of us, right? Where we go and we do all this planning up front, we all do all this development, then we do all this testing, and then we spend a year trying to put it into production, right? Because we had all these assumptions that simply did not work. We switched to be a little bit more agile. Agile allows us to produce code more rapidly. But then we ended up with a bottleneck because as the developers are able to produce the code, our operations teams were not able to deploy it as quickly. Right? So now all of a sudden we have this bottleneck here of like all this great value sitting in the pipeline and no way to get it out. And even when we did try to get it out, it was very complex. I mean, I've heard of 300-page documents on how to deploy the application into production. And they have to do that every single time they want to deploy it. And obviously they don't want to do that very often. Not only is it complex, it's very error-prone because it's all done by human beings. There's some poor guy there that is actually trying to do these steps. I tell a story, and I'll tell it tomorrow, so you got to come tomorrow to hear about it, about this poor someone who had to do this and how badly it can go. Okay, I'll save that for tomorrow. And obviously it's chaotic because as soon as something bad happens, you're frantically trying to roll things back. And what we want to do is alleviate all of that by allowing you to automate it with a tool called release management. Before we started, I started asking people, what is your definition of DevOps? And automation was one of those. The other one was breaking down the barrier between operations and developers. One of them was taking the information from the actual running in production and utilizing that in your product backlog to make sure you're delivering the right thing. And I believe it's all of those things. So all we're going to be talking about today, though, is one piece of the true DevOps pipeline, which is the part where we're going to do automation. So let me talk to you about what are we trying to actually automate. We're trying to automate all of this, not just a portion of it, but we literally want to automate the provisioning of an environment. That means using tools like Chef or Puppet, right, which are really good at standing up environments that are brand new. We have ARM inside of Azure, so the Azure Resource Manager, that will allow you to stand up an entire environment, network and all, inside of Azure. But after that infrastructure is stood up, we then have to go back in and configure it. Again, something Chef is really good at. How many of you guys are familiar with desired state configuration? Good, good. The number of hands are going up or much more than they used to be. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in this talk as well, because we're really heavily relying upon that, because that's going to allow us to configure that environment. Once the environment has been provisioned and configured, we now have to install our application on it. So we're going to basically be copying bits, deploying databases. After the application has been installed, we now have to configure it. Web.configs, app.configs, all have to be updated to make sure they point at the right applications, they point at the right databases, the right web services and such. We talked a little bit about coded UI tests before we started and things like Selenium. We have the ability to actually run those during your release. So we've copied the files out there, we've provisioned everything, and we've configured everything. Now let's run tests to verify that the application is running as expected. We don't have to wait for human beings to go on there and run a battery of regression suites. We can do that automatically for you. And should all those tests pass, we can even promote it to the next environment for you as well. But there's no reason we can't pause and allow you, because try as you will, try as you might, there are going to be some tests that are just going to be easier to run manually. Right? You're looking for visual aspects of the screen. You're not looking for numbers that I can actually scrape. And we're going to need to run some manual tests. That's fine. We'll wait for you. We'll let you run those manual tests, and then you give us the approval to go ahead and move forward. Okay? And then after that, we're going to be able to send throughout this entire process notifications to people who are interested and solicit approvals from those who are required to allow us to move out of and into different environments throughout our pipeline.